Begin the current daf and set the sugar daf and ches. Begin on the base. Begin the tes and begin with the gemara. Kamin chait medaken. There's like these thin nostrils, which Pishbagun's Rashi explains. Chaitim echad besefel, that each bowl had one snout. The neck of Eker Bechaitim had one hole in its snout. Bakoyin ma'ara ma'im b'fi hasefel. The Kohen would pour water into the opening of the bowls. But nesachem mekalchen derech chaitim agam mizbech, and the libations would pour out through these snouts on top of mizbech. Mizbech, and on mizbech itself, a neck if there was a hole, shaboy ha'mayim ayayin yoyed l'shizim shal mizbech, that through the hole, they would, the wine and the water would pour into these pipes in the mizbech. So echalul ma'id v'amukim, which were very hollow and very deep. Since it's a vizu tamer gadol, this is a great wonder. Minayin lai, where does Rashi get this kaloisa in there, this whole idea, shemachitim shal hasafolim, from the snouts of the bowls, mekalech ha'gaga mizbech, it would pour onto the roof of the altar, Mishum la Nekam Mizbech, and from there to the holes of Mizbech, Mishum la Shitin, from there to the Shitin. Dilmahu, maybe it's the Minekav HaSafolim, maybe from the hole of the bowls, Yerod Mashisin went straight down into these pipes, Kimin Shnei Nekveh HaFeitim, like the two holes of the nostrils. Well, I show you boil it, Kimin Chaitim, not that it was sticking out like a snout, Kiyah did not Mishav Tzimidis, like we learned Mishav Tzimidis, Kabi Damim, regarding the blood of a carbon, Ubekaren Madovas Dereim, is that on the southwestern corner, there were these two holes, like two nostrils. Shadam Nitam, Ayisayd Madovas, Vayisayd Dereim, that through that the blood is being poured onto the western and on the southern foundations. The yard men would go down to those holes, and would mix into the canal. So you see that Chaitim doesn't mean a pipe, because there was no pipe sticking out, it rather means a hole. So let's say the Vashem, maybe Kamin Blitas Chaitim. Maybe there was like a protrusion of a nose. Haya asay al neck was made on the hole, like some type of a covering. Shalayipul of double the size, that nothing should fall on that hole to clog it up. Continue with next Tosfos and Asna to begin with the words of the Gemara. Echad me'uvah v'echad dak. One was thick and one was thin. Pesach Bukhan Drash explains. Echad men hanakav me'uvah, one of the holes was thick. Ma'ash, it sounds like Shavitz limit that he wants to say, Shalaya nekib rachav begodl zemizeh, that the hole was wide and bigger one than the other. Which Taisa says Velashim Meuva, but the wording of Meuva doesn't sound like that. Rather, Mashma sounds like Shashuli Hasafal Hoya Avim, that the bottom of the bowl was thick. Umitaychachim, because of that, in a Mashkim Ma'alotis, so it's not quick for the liquid to go out, because it has to go through the thickness of the bowl. Continuing with the next Taisa Nasa to begin with the words of Gemara Shayen B'Mayim Megulin, Psul Nigam Mizbech, uncovered wine and water is invalid in Mizbech. Why? Because maybe a snake might drink from it, and the poison is mixed with the water. But then it comes out, because you're not really pouring the measurement of the right amount of water. Because the poison is supplementing the measurement. That's Rashi explains. It says, it's only possible to give this interpretation. Only according to what the Gemara originally assumed, the part of the Gemara asked on Daf Menalov. Okay, let's remove it with a sifter. So it sounds like the problem was because of the snake's venom. Of the fear, according to the conclusion, we explain because how can you bring such a carbon? That's a different reason why a magulim is possible. Simply because not because of the shear, but because it's not bakovid. It's not respectful to bring such a carbon to Hashem. Continue with the next day's master. To begin with the words of the Gemara, not merely from where do we know this from? What's the question? The taikin of Marin that you blow the tekiyah through b'shivas ma'am shanisif when you're drawing the water for the water libation kachba. That's the Rashi explains the Gemara's question. But this is about Yisrael. As you could also explain that the Gemara's question is the benalim from where do we know that what? The mash shilayich by that you need specifically the water from the spring of the shilayich. And the Rashi, that's what the Gemara explains. But the fact that it says in the pasuk mimayin ha'yeshua from the springs of salvation. Which that's by the Shiloach, where they would anoint the kings of the Davidic dynasty, which through them came the salvation to the Jewish people, and that was the Gemara's question and answer.